is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, Hand Analysis with Christine. Christine is certified by the International Institute of Hand Analysis and says everyone is here in this life for specific reasons with a unique design defining how we see the world, what motivates us and what challenges us. Our fingerprints, the only aspects of our hands that can't change, reveal our life, purpose and more. She says hand analysis can help you create a life of purpose and meaning. Connect with us for your own hand reading with Christine, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Christine back to News for the Soul.
All right, let's get Christine on the board. Christine, I'll just let you know your guest is there as well. You're all set. Welcome back.
Okay, great. Hi. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, hello.
Hi there. So do we have Janet on the line right now?
Your guest is there, so just a quick re-intro and explanation on what's about to happen, and you're all set.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, so I'm going to do a little introduction like I did last time, only I think a little better. I'm a little more organized today. I'm finally getting used to the radio show thing and less nervous. So I'd like to do a little introduction about what we're doing here, and then we'll bring Janet on. So for anybody listening, there's just a question to put out there, not necessarily for you, Nicole, but have you ever looked at your hands, like really looked at your hands? So take a look at your hands right now if you can. If you're driving, it's probably not a great idea. But other than that, if you can take a really good look at your hands, I want you to just notice the shape of your hands, the lines in your hands, the color, the texture. All of that is information. It all tells us something about who you are. And all of that can change over time. So, for example, the lines reflect the neural pathways in your brain. So with repeated thought patterns or behaviors, they can change. New lines can appear. So generally, for example, if you look at a baby or a small child, they don't usually have a lot of lines. And I know sometimes I'll look at older people's hands and they'll say they have a lot of wrinkles, but they're not wrinkles, it's information. So a couple of the main lines are your heart lines, which tells us about your emotional style, your love language, you could say, the way you like to express your feelings and the way you want emotions shown to you. Your headline shows us your thinking style. Your lifeline is not about how long you're going to live. It's more about your energy and vitality. But so all of that gives us a lot of great information about who you are, and all of that can change over time. Your fingerprints, on the other hand, as the introduction said, is the one thing in your hands that cannot change. And your fingerprints are formed before you're born, and they never change, and they contain your life purpose. Now, the three elements of the life purpose information are your life purpose, your life lesson, key to your life purpose. If you're not addressing your life lesson, it's kind of hard to really put the energy into your life purpose. And then the third piece of information in your fingerprints is called, we call it your life school. There are four life schools because there are four basic fingerprint types that you could have. And so just depending on how many of which type of fingerprints you have, you're going to be in at least one of the four life schools, which are peace, wisdom, love, and service. If you only just understand the life school piece of that information, that can give you a whole new perspective on your life. So a lot of times I like to start there when I'm doing a reading or sometimes I'll do workshops on just life school because, like I said, that can give you a lot of information. In any case, there's a lot of information in your hands. And if I'm doing a short reading with somebody, I may talk about just one thing and that may be enough, you know, but I'm sorry. Okay, I thought thought I lost you, but I think we're still here.
You're still there.
So, okay, thank you. My phone was making a noise. So let's see, where was I? So one of the couple of things I wanted to say also about hand analysis, we can decode all of this information, okay? And hand analysis is not predictive. What I do, we call it scientific hand analysis because it is teachable. It's repeatable. Anybody can learn it. It doesn't require any psychic ability, although intuition does help because, I mean, there is an art to it, certainly. There's a science. There's an art. The art is kind of learning how to figure out what's important to talk about right now. There's certainly a spiritual component to it because your fingerprints are your soul's agenda for what you came here to do and learn in this life. So there's a lot there. And one of the things I like to tell people is there's nothing good or bad in your hands. Anything we talk about has an upside possibility or a downside possibility. And until I have a conversation with the person whose hands I'm looking at, I don't know how they're doing with what I see. So because the hands can change over time, I may see a challenged heart line, for example, but it may look a lot better than it did 5 years ago. So again, we need a conversation to know where you stand. And then the last thing I want to say before we bring Jen on is, I'm probably not going to tell you something you don't know. But what I will do is, when I'm reading your hands, what I will do is I will hopefully give you a new perspective on your life and a new language for the challenges in your life as well as your potential, and hopefully give you a new way of seeing your life. But generally, I'm not going to surprise you. It's just going to kind of reframe things. So those are just some basic things about hand analysis. And I will probably – my style of doing hand readings tends to be a teaching style, and that's part of my purpose in my hand. So that's kind of how I am. So Janet is I've known just for a couple of weeks. She's my new personal trainer, but I don't know a lot about her, and I just got her handprints. So let's bring her on, and we'll – take a look at her hands.
Hi.
Hi, Janet?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. All right, take a deep breath here. Nothing to be nervous about. We're just having a conversation, okay? So I am looking at your handprints here. And wait 1 second. Got some notes. Excuse me. So I assume you heard what I was talking about before we brought you on with the life school stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start there again, even though I told you just a little bit the other day. I'm going to assume you forgot it all or didn't remember any of it. excuse me. So I want to start with actually, before we get into your fingerprints, what I'm going to start with is I'm looking at your hands from a distant view, and the first thing I look at is the shape of your hands. And excuse me, we talk about the elements in hands. We talk about earth, air, fire, and water. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the first things I see in your hands are mainly air, and it's hard to explain why, but basically it's your hands are kind of a shoebox shape. They would fit in a shoebox. And that translates to air. So air is about, it's thinking energy. It's mental, okay? Or you could even say spiritual on some level. But it's mainly you're a thinker is the first thing I see.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next thing I see right after that is a little bit of fire. So your hands are mainly air and fire. And the fire I get from the quality of the lines in your hands. Like you could probably see if you're looking at your hands, it's kind of like Zorro came in with his sword and went slash, slash, and made sharp lines, right?
Yes.
So if like anybody listening, if you look at your hands and you look at the lines, you know, the lines may be long or short, they might be straight or curvy, they might be deeply carved or like just really lightly drawn. And all of that gives us information, especially about like the element piece that I'm talking about now. And so the quality of the line, of your lines, is mostly fire. Okay, so air and fire together are an interesting combination. And one of the names we have for that is the illuminator. Okay, so that sounds kind of cool. And like everything in your hands, there's an upside possibility for that and a downside. But in general, the illuminator hand shapes says that you're somebody who, I don't know if you can relate to this term, but you'll know what I mean. What if I, like, would you, can you connect with being a personal development junkie?
Oh, yeah, is definitely. That some, yeah.
Okay. I mean, the word junkie might be a little, but personal development, you know, you're always on this personal growth path. Would that be accurate?
Yes, I'm always trying to challenge myself.
Good. Now, the illuminator is somebody who's like, that's, you know, your life. You're always wanting to, you want to learn what's out there, especially in relation to yourself and how to improve, but also then be a guiding light for other people, right?
Yeah.
So that's hence the name, the illuminator, right? So you're supposed to be like the light for other people to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So can you relate to that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, right now I know that what I'm doing with you is the personal training is that's certainly one thing, but I bet there's other ways that you do that. Would you say, think so?
Yes, I definitely, I don't know if you want examples, but I've definitely...
As much as you would like to give, yeah.
I would say anything that has been a painful experience in my life, I've tried to help others get through that as well, whether it's loss or overcoming a tragedy. I've felt compassion and wanting to help others overcome those type of things.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, and that's certainly I would expect that with the hands I'm looking at here. And so now one of the things about the illuminator is like it's an interesting hand shape where you're always learning and always growing yourself and helping other people to do that. But one of the things that, you know, I don't know if this is would be accurate about you, but what do you think? So a lot of times the challenge for the illuminator would be you're very focused on taking care of other people, and self-care can be neglected.
Yeah.
Would that be true? Well, I know you work out a lot, and so you're obviously doing some stuff for yourself, but do you find that, like, over the course of your life, has that been a challenge?
Yes, I feel like I probably learned that the hard way, though, you know, where I just kind of crashed because I was just giving and not refilling my own cup, so to say. And, you know, I'm better about it now, definitely better.
That's good, yeah. And actually, so that actually tells me where I'm going to go next in your hands. This is connected to the life schools as well. But before I get into your life school, which I thought I was going to do before I did the Illuminator, there are several things in your hands that tend to agree with what you just said, that show me you're somebody who's a giver and maybe an overgiver. But again, like you said you've been getting better at that, and that's good, and that's not the kind of thing I can see. Like, if I had your handprints from 5 or 10 years ago, some of these things might have been a lot stronger, and that's great.
Right.
So what some of the things I'm referring to are, so both of your heart lines, your heart line is the line that starts under your pinky, and it goes horizontally across your hand. It's the one that's like at the top line on your hand, under your fingers, okay? It goes across your hand. So it starts under your pinky and goes across towards your index finger. And both of your heart lines, have, at the end of them, they kind of curve downward, right? And so that's, we call that a bending over backwards line. and which is exactly what it sounds like. It says it's a power giveaway. It's rearranging your needs for other people, not being able to say no, not being able to just doing what other people want instead of what you want. And so I see that on both hands. But again, this might have been a much, much stronger line, and maybe it's fading. And this would be the kind of thing that you would hope would get stronger as you get stronger in that, as you do that less and less. And that's where it's really cool that you can watch your hands change over time. And you go, yeah, I'm doing better, and my hands even show it right here. Okay.
Man.
So we've got the bending over backward lines, plus you've got – so now if we go to your fingerprints, so you are in two of the life schools. The four life schools are peace, wisdom, love, and service. And you are in the schools of love and service. So school of service, that's connected to the world fingerprint. The school of service is about learning the difference between true service and sacrifice or servitude. And so true service is, and I'm also in the school of service, and so this has been my path as well, to learning how to, we're designed to be givers, but we've got to learn to do it in a way that is not draining and not overwhelming, right? And we need to learn to take care of us first, and then and set boundaries, say no, and serve in a way that feels good, right? But the overgiving, and the thing is, and part of the path of school of service is, if you said you've never, been in that place where you're overgiving or resentful because you don't know how to say no, I wouldn't believe you, because it's kind of a requirement at some point to do that until you learn that that's not where you want to be, And so it's not like you're not bad for doing that. It's kind of that's the learning process. But hopefully as we get older, we get better at learning that stuff and setting the boundaries and, taking care of you first. And so true service feels good. Right, and so when you're doing well in the school of service, you're serving in a way that feels good. And also another side note for school of service is, so here's another a repeat of the air in your hands. So you got the air shape, and also the worlds for the school of service is also connected to air. That's an air element. So school of service people tend to specifically like to share information, so making you a good teacher. Okay. So do you relate to that? Do you see yourself as a teacher?
Yeah, I guess with the training that would definitely, and past job experiences, I've been a trainer.
Or even if you're not, I don't mean you need to be teaching in a classroom specifically. I just mean it's
right.
The way that you are. You like to learn things and share information, share
yep.
what you know.
Definitely.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yep.
And so we've got your service. But then the other life school is love, school of love. So school of love and service, we put them together and we can call it loving service. But I want to break down what the school of love means, because that is the most common life school. It's connected to the loop fingerprint, and you need seven of them to be in the school of love, because it's the most common fingerprint type. And so school of love is it's the water element, okay, and it's obviously about feelings, it's about emotions. But it's about learning to really feel your feelings and share them appropriately, which sounds simple, but is obviously not always easy.
No, it's not.
So how do you think you do with feelings? What's your connection to feelings? Is that like an easy thing for you or what?
I would say I've always suppressed them, especially anything that would be of anger, conflict, anything like that, I would definitely suppress. Even fear, I suppress. I think it, after kind of having a breakdown a few years ago, my therapist helped me to deal with that because it does get harmful. So I definitely have still a work in progress on that.
Well, here's the good news. As long as you're breathing, you will be working on this. Okay. So this is your life school. And the thing is, so all of those things you said, suppressing all of those things, you know, anger, fear, anything that you might think is negative for whatever reason. I mean, maybe that's, you were taught to, or whatever, you were afraid to, or you know, to express things. People do it for different reasons, but ultimately your fingerprints say, this is what you're here to learn. And and suppressing them like that, that is the most common, what we call the student path for the school of love. So the student path is when we're not doing so well in, say, your life school or whatever we're talking about. So what happens when you keep stuffing your feelings? You stuff them or suppress them or whatever you want to call it. You do that long enough, and what happens? Eventually, it's got to come out the other extreme, right? You ever blow up at people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is what we call the Goldilocks principle. You go too little expressing to too much expressing. You blow up and scream at people who maybe don't deserve it, or maybe they do. But then you can come back to the place of balance in the middle, where you can learn to, do it appropriately. And so this is the journey for School of Love. And by the way, everybody is here to learn the lessons from all of the life schools, right? There are times that I'm sure I'm in the School of Wisdom, but I don't have any tinted arches, which is that fingerprint. But we're all here to learn those School of Love stuff and the service and the other two. But the ones that your fingerprints are imprinted with are the ones that's where your main lessons are going to be, and you're not getting out of that class in this life, okay?
Yeah.
But again, hopefully as you grow, hopefully you're staying more and more on what we call the master path, which is when things are working well and things feel good. I mean, it's really easy to know when you're on your master path, life is easier. Things feel good.
But
on the other hand, when things are challenging, it doesn't mean you're bad or doing something wrong. That's part of the process. It's just part of, that's how you learn what you don't want, So the thing about the School of Love for you is pretty important, because not only is it your life school, but that's also your life lesson, because you have so many loops on your fingerprints. That becomes your life lesson as well. So we call it emotional authenticity. And it's about, like I said, it's really learning to, feel those feelings. And it's really easy to, and especially with you having the school, having a lot of air in your hands, you've got the School of Service and the air handshape. It's really easy to bring your feelings to your head, to analyze your feelings, think about them instead of feeling them. Right. And that's common for everybody. But I would expect that with you, because thinking about feelings is easier than feeling them. So the first step is to really feel them. And then the next step is learning to express them appropriately. And appropriate is the key word. Mm-hmm. It's figuring out what's appropriate. And, every situation you get to figure out what that is, right? So that's your life lesson. So, it's never going away. Hopefully you're getting better at it. Okay. There's a bunch of other things in the palm of your hand that I'm going to bring in, but as long as on your fingerprints, I'm going to go right up to the last piece in your fingerprints, which is your life purpose. So if I were to ask you your life purpose, do you have an idea of what you would say?
I definitely feel it's been about learning not just to serve others, but myself in a healthy way. I just feel like as long as I can remember, I've been, a giver, a doer, always helping others, and never really knew how to do that for myself. So I feel like that's something I've learned especially now this time in my life, is to be a little better with myself, speak better to myself, learn to trust my instincts, that type of stuff.
Yep, and all that all totally fits with what we were just talking about, the life schools, absolutely. And in fact, so the school of love, actually, I didn't say this piece, but ultimately school of love is about learning self-love, which is what you're talking about. Because when, you know, it's total self-acceptance and, you know, you can't have real intimacy or connection with anybody else when you're not really connected to yourself. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the whole journey of school of love. And then the serving yourself, you know, right and first and all that, that's the service piece. So all that is true. But I'm going to bring in another piece. So the your life purpose, where your highest ranked fingerprint is, it's about passion, following your passions, living your passion.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely doing that now.
That's good. So now, but not always. Not always?
Nope. Not always.
So that's not uncommon. So passion, this is on your left index finger. So the index fingers we call Jupiter. Okay, Jupiter is about power. So this is your left Jupiter finger. That's your highest ranked fingerprint. There's a few others we're going to bring in after that, but this is ultimately the most important one for you. And so it's about living your passions. And so the first step to living your passions is knowing what it is that you want, right? And that's a really common thing. Like when you're in your life purpose inverse, when you're or on your student path of it, you're not knowing what you want. So before you were doing this, like the work you're doing now, would you say you weren't really connected to your passions?
Oh, definitely not. I was, you know, working in corporate in an office all day, working for somebody else, but I feel now the personal training, it's kind of like you mentioned before, learning and teaching. You know, I've learned how to take care of myself and teaching others how to do that, specifically older women that may have been taking care of their families, everybody else all their lives, and now it's time for them to take care of their health and take charge. So I feel very passionate about that.
So that's good. So the passion, living your passions is about, it's following something inside of you that you know is driving you. It's not a paycheck. I mean, it's nice to get paid, of course, but that's not enough. It's got to come from something inside of you, and that's what's driving you, right? But interestingly, also, so I said something about teaching before, but it sounded like you didn't necessarily connect with that, but here's a piece that you maybe will. So the main part of your purpose is the passion thing. That's left Jupiter. But your right Jupiter finger has got another interesting thing, and which I'll explain in a minute. But the gist of it is it's you could say that's also part of your purpose, and right Jupiter is about leadership. So I would say passionate leadership. And so you may see more, what you're doing more as like leading people rather than teaching. Does that sound more accurate?
I would like it to be that, yes.
Well, your hands say it should be. but here's a tricky piece of this. So the kind of fingerprint you have on your right index finger or Jupiter finger is what we call a composite whirl. And you might be able to see it if you look in like good light or if you have a magnifying glass. It has kind of like a yin yang shape or an S shape in the middle. And wherever you have this kind of fingerprint, it can act as kind of an on off switch, where sometimes it feels like part of your purpose when you're doing well with it. When your life lesson is going well. Right, you're not having trouble with relationships and feelings and all that. The composite part being on, then I would include this in your life purpose as a leader. But when it's not, when you're on the wrong side of it, when it's in the off position, This would look more like it would be power giveaways. It would be, I can't, I'm a failure. Well, not, maybe not failure. Failure would be more of something else, but it would be feeling powerless. Mm. And like, I can't is you know, the perfect phrase for that. When you feel like you can't, or you don't, or you feel powerless, or anything like that. But so anyway, it's like, it could be an on-off thing. Like, you kind of feel like a leader, but maybe you don't trust it or whatever. But the other thing is, you've got a few other things I'm gonna, I'll talk about in a minute that support the idea that you're supposed to be a leader. So in case you're not sure, which, is it okay if I mention what your Facebook group is called?
Yeah.
That, for your personal training?
That's,
so it's Janet's Boss Tribe, right? So to me, that sounds like a leader. And so, you know, so that's good. And so you should, you know, feel good about that, because you've got the, you know, you want this right index finger, Jupiter, really wants to be part of your purpose. So when you're doing well with everything, then then the leadership is part of your purpose. And you've got a fate line, which is on your right hand, line that starts kind of from your wrist and goes up towards your index finger. I don't know if you can see it, but yeah, the fate line is about your energy for work. It's also called a Saturn line or a career line. And normally that line would go up to the middle finger, but yours curves over and goes to the Jupiter finger, the index finger again. So this says your work has a leadership energy to it.
Right? Wow.
So, yeah, so that's another, like, a confirmation again that that you are a leader.
Okay.
So you've set up your Facebook group with that name so that there's a part of you that knows, you know, that – you're following the piece, the breadcrumbs or whatever that made you decide to go with that name. So, you know, you want to – there's something in you knowing that you're supposed to be leading a group, and that's good. So, you know, trust it. Your hands are saying that's what you're – you know, that's who you are. So that's very cool.
Good.
Yeah.
I've been unsure, so I'm glad.
Yeah. No, this is you definitely have a lot of strong Jupiter stuff. Jupiter is leadership. And, Jupiter is about power. Okay, but it translates to leadership on the right hand and passion on the left hand, and you've got both. So
nice.
Passion is a good way to lead, because people like to follow someone with passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit easier way to lead than by force, right?
Yeah, definitely.
yeah. So let me... I got a few other things here. I want to make sure that, yeah. So as you've been hearing, things repeat in the hands. So we have things that repeat, but we also have things. We have contradictions in our hands. Everybody does. excuse me. So I've got a lot of notes. I'm just right at this point figuring out what makes the most sense here. So I talked about your fate line on your right hand. I'm looking at the fate line on the other hand, and this is actually going to bring me into this is going to bring us in a circle, I think. So what I'm going to do is this. So the fate line on your left hand is an interesting thing. There's two ways to look at it, but what I really think it's saying to me is, so it starts at your wrist and then goes up and it gets stopped by the heart line. I don't know. Can you see this on your hand, what I'm talking about?
I do.
So, yeah. Okay. So your hands tend to be literal when you understand the language of it. And so your heart line is stopping your work energy is what this says. So this is called the grand gesture. So like, have you ever at some point in your life totally changed your job, your career, or your life for a relationship?
Okay.
Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Huge, yeah.
That's what this is. Yeah? Was it not a good thing, or was it a good thing?
Oh, no, it was good. It's been great so far. I mean,
Was that coming down here?
Yeah, I left corporate. I paid off all our debt, and we moved down here, and I started a whole new life. Yeah.
But Well, but hold on. But I mean, I'm not sure if I was clear. But did you do that for your job, because of your job, or because of your partner's job?
My job.
Yeah, okay, so that's a different thing. So I'm wondering if you've ever done that sort of thing because, like, you moved because of his job or another relationship's job or something, like left
no.
your job because of a relationship. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that, a lot of times that's what this means. It's like giving up your own career or something for somebody else. And if that's not what it is, then I'm going to go with this other option of what it also could look like. So this fate line kind of blends in with your heart line. You see how then it goes up to your index finger? It kind of becomes the same line. All right, so that's more likely what's going on here. So what that looks like is, so these two main lines, two major lines, are becoming one. They're getting entangled with each other. This says you're somebody who needs a quest. You need a mission. So right now, what do you feel like you've got a mission right now?
Yeah.
A quest, like something to put all your energy into. Do you feel like you've always had that, or just more now lately?
No, it kind of feels more now, or maybe I've always had it, but I have the ability now, I guess I could say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's good. I mean, that's good. So it sounds like, you know, you're getting to the point where things are, you're getting more on purpose and things are falling into place. And that's good. You know, hopefully as we get older, we start learning to do things easier and more right?
Yeah.
So what I want to look at now is, if you're open and, you know, you don't have to share any more than you want, you know, you don't have to share details, but, I see some challenge markings in your hands. Are you willing to look at those?
Definitely.
All right. I mean, I'll tell you what I see. You don't have to tell me the specifics of it, but, you know, tell me if you can relate to what I'm talking about. I apologize if you can hear the dogs barking outside, but I have no control over that. So there's a few different things going on here. And I'm going to start with your heart lines again because – well, and this is why I said we're going to go for kind of in a circle. We started with the School of Love, all right? And now I'm back to, especially when somebody's in the School of Love, I want to look at their heart lines. Because School of Love is about feelings and relationships and connection to other people as well as yourself, and so are heart lines. Heart lines show us how you like to express your feelings, how you like to connect with other people. And so there's a couple of different things to look at with heart lines, and I'm not going to get into all of, like, the kind of heart lines you have, but what I'm more interested in right now is that your heart lines are very challenged. And what I mean by that is if you look on – so the heart line, again, is the one horizontal at the top of your hand. And if you look – at the heart line under your pinky, especially on both hands, and I think more of the left, but definitely both, there's a lot of jagged lines. It kind of looks like barbed wire. You see that? Like, looks like really sharp pieces, and it's a pretty messy heart line. So now under the pinky on the heart line, that's the intimacy zone of the hand, for one thing. So this tells me that something about challenged intimate relationships. But that doesn't mean your relationship right now necessarily. This could be from 20 years ago. Again, I haven't seen your handprints from 10 or 20 years ago.
Okay.
So this might be way better than it was. So if you tell me that your relationship right now is great, then you know, I'm not going to argue with you, but it would be interesting to see your hands from, you know, previous relationships, you know, because would it be accurate that you have been through some relationships that were difficult previously?
I mean, I've also experienced a lot of loss in many of my love relationships. You know, like I lost my soul sister to cancer. I lost somebody, a couple people to suicide. Like it hasn't been, you know, like when I think about challenging, you know, challenges in my love life, it's challenging to be able to feel still, you know, to not get hardened by that loss. And then I can't say any of my relationships have been easy either. So, you know, it always takes work.
Yes. Yes, it does. Especially when you're in the school of love. So what this just tells me, this is like internal stress around relationships and it's like I see protection around your heart line, you know, that you're protecting your heart. But again, it's not good or bad. It's just what I see now. And so I see that, but I also see I see some areas of like frozen energy, and this is not heartline stuff. This is more in a few different places. So specifically on your right hand, how do I describe this? So under your middle finger, mm-hmm. if you look directly under your middle finger, right under the heart line, there's a box. I mean, it literally looks like a box. And, mm-hmm. and then there's also a box next to it under the ring finger. I don't know if you can see them, but I see two boxes there. I see a few other boxes too, but boxes are frozen energy. So the middle finger is Saturn, which is around Saturn is about responsibility, or it could be about money. Money is connected to Saturn, so it could be issues around money or responsibility. And the Apollo one, Apollo is the ring finger, that one is challenges around, Apollo is creativity. But it's also about being seen, being visible. Apollo is the sun god, okay? So Apollo is, Apollo challenges tend to be a fear of being seen in some way. So, or fear of doing some kind of creative work, fear of rejection. It's a fear of rejection in some way. So I've got these two things. With, you know, it could be something around, they could, and these two boxes are connected. So again, the hands are pretty literal. So I'm thinking this looks like some sort of challenge around money that may be connected to a fear of rejection. Does that make sense?
Probably. I'd rather not even deal with money.
Yeah, well, and that's that makes sense with this box here. I'd like to see this box go away because you need to deal with money to be successful in the world. I mean, you know, just, yeah, you can't, you don't want to stick your head in the sand, you know. But yeah, no, avoiding something is usually not the best choice, but yeah, that's what this looks like here. But in any case, I wanted to mention that, and that makes sense that not wanting to deal with money looks like that's what this looks like. It's a box under Saturn. That's a perfect example of that. Now I'm looking at the time. We probably have about 10 minutes, so I just wanted to bring up a few other things and make sure that I know I'm throwing a lot of things at you. I want to kind of bring it all together so it makes some kind of sense to you. So wait, I'm looking at my notes here. I know there was something else I wanted to bring in. Let's see. Oh, two other things. Okay. So you've got two things. Let's do this. Here's a minor question that I don't know. How important this is to you, but this may be part of your life lesson also. There's the whole emotional authenticity piece, but also you've got a loop fingerprint in the palm of your hand, which is not crazy unusual, but it's, you know, certainly worth mentioning. It's and it's on your right hand in the palm at the end of your headline, which I don't know, that the headline's horizontal underneath your heart line. If that makes sense to you. And at the very end of your headline, there's a fingerprint pattern there. And fingerprints, like I said, are the only thing that don't change, but that includes fingerprints in the palms of your hand. So that becomes part of your life purpose or life lesson stuff. And this is part of your life lesson. And that area right there is called the moon of the hand. And the moon is your spiritual connection, connection to intuition, or you know, your core self. So my question to you would be, what's your relationship to, like, some kind of a spiritual practice or anything? Do you have something at all, or has that been a challenge?
Oh, yeah. I think that's always been something deep for me, and always been a seeker, I guess you could say, always searching to know more, to dive mm-hmm. deeper into spiritual. Definitely was raised, you know, Protestant, and, you know, learning to be a little more free with that and explore and search has been very meaningful to me, I guess you could say.
Well, that's good. That's good, because this can be, the way I see it here, as a, it could be a challenge. And so that, you know, and I see you as a seeker also. I see other things saying that you're a seeker. Mm-hmm. And but the loop there is just – says that could also be, you know, part of, you know, an ongoing challenge, but that's okay that you're working on it. That's what you should be doing with the life lessons, mm-hmm. is working on it. So that's good.
Yeah.
And now I want to talk about, I was talking about challenges for a bit, but I want to bring in one interesting resource that can help you do all the things you're supposed to be doing, which, again, as a recap, what your hands say you're here to do is to be, to follow your passions, be a passionate leader, and mm-hmm. to you know, be the illuminator, to, you know, guide other people in something that you're passionate about. Okay, and yes, there's some challenges, and the challenges tend to be around emotional stuff for you, clearly. So that's something you mm-hmm. have to keep working on. And here's one of the resources. You have an interesting thing on your right hand. It's a gift marking. All right, so Mars is the area between your index finger and your thumb, that soft, thin skin area there,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's Mars, and you've got several stars there, Mars stars. It's a six-pointed star with a central point. And you've got at least two, maybe more, because some of it I can't tell. But so Mars is the warrior energy, the fighter. This says you've got exceptional courage, which is required to, like, for some of the things that you said, you've helped people through a lot of really tough things. And mm-hmm. you may not think of that as, you know, fighter or warrior energy, but it's hard to help people with emotional stuff, right? Like really mm-hmm. difficult things. So you've got that energy, but also the Mars stars say that you need a cause to fight for. You're an advocate, and you got to fight for something. So do you have something that, like, right now that is your thing?
I've tried to back down from that a little bit, but yeah, I'm more of when I see wrong happening to somebody else, I speak up on it, and I will advocate for people that can't for themselves. And sometimes it gets mm-hmm. me in trouble. But I feel very uh-huh. passionate about that. If I, you know, if I were to see a bully, I would probably do something or say something type of thing. I don't, and that's probably where courage would come in too, because I don't care how scared I am. Like, I will get over that and help somebody that I come across as helpless.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's good. And that's what, you need to do that. And, because, you were designed to, like, be an advocate for, you know, so that's, you know, and that's good that, like, when something comes up. But also I'd like to see, like, I mean, you know, like a particular thing, you know, and it could be different things at different times. But mm-hmm. it's good to have an ongoing thing that is your cause, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
to put your energy into.
I've ingrained that in my kids, too. I mean, they're the same mm-hmm. way. They, you know, they're very big on that.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important to me.
Good. And it's good that I know you do a lot of physical exercise, which is good because, well, for two reasons. For one thing, connected to the the Mars star, that fighter energy, it's really mm-hmm. important to have a physical outlet, a healthy physical outlet.
Yes.
and or like a cause that you put your energy into, or it can come out as misdirected anger, you know, in the, to the wrong people. You know, you want to feel and the other reason why I said it's good that you do that, you know, that you work out a lot is, this is kind of going way back to the beginning, when I talked about the elements in your hands. So I see earth, I see air, fire, and water. The water is in the loops and the fingerprints. And I see air and I see fire. But the one thing that's missing in your hands is earth. And, you know, it's good to have a balance, a little bit of all four to some degree. And so not having much earth can, like, be a challenge to feel grounded. And so if I didn't know that you were doing the physical exercise, I'd be asking you, are you doing something that helps keep you grounded? So do you find that the exercise that is something that helps with that?
Or, definitely.
Like, do you ever find yourself feeling like spaced out or like not in your body?
All the time. Yeah, that's funny.
So I'm going to connect this to one thing. I know we only have a few minutes, but this is a good way to bring it back to the beginning with the whole feelings thing, right? So here is a really important thing to, you know, that whole thing about feeling your feelings. You know, you can't express them when you don't even know what they are. And it's really good to tune into, try to start really identifying what you are feeling and think about, like, do you feel something physically in your body? Like when there's an emotional thing happening, if you can question yourself and say, what does it actually feel? Like, is there something in my stomach? Is it a, you know, something tight somewhere? And you know, identifying physical feelings is a good place to start with that, but and that can help you with emotional feelings, and to start identifying the feelings that you can express easily or feel at least easily. So then you can start identifying the ones that are harder to to feel or to express. Because the more you start intentionally paying attention to that, you know, the easier it is to start being able to do that. And over time, you won't have to think about it more. You know, it's kind of the challenge is to get more out of your head with the feelings and more into your body with them. You know.
Yep.
And to actually feel them. So I know I just dumped a lot of stuff on you. Do you have any? does this all make sense? Do you have questions before we wrap this up?
No, I don't have any questions. It feels pretty spot on.
Good. So trust yourself. You are the leader. You are. keep following your passions. That is, that's what you're here to do, is lead by following your passions. That's the bottom line. And keep tuning into your feelings and just keep working on that, because that's going to be a forever job for you. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
So
thank you.
So this has been fun. Thank you for being my guest here. And,
yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. All right. You take care. All right,
so
Nicole, are you there?
Can you let people know how they can contact you for their own readings?
Yes, I can. So you can go to my website, which is yourcreativepurpose.com, and you can a 33% off of your reading still at this point by putting in the coupon code SOUL33, all capital letters, at checkout. And I would also like to invite you all to connect with me on Facebook and join my Facebook group, which is The Art of Living on Purpose. And if you would like to get your reading, your hand reading done here on the air, go to the News for the Soul website, and the information on how to do that is there. So that's what I have for you this time. Thank you very much, and I will catch you next time, the first
and
third.
See you in 2 weeks. Christine. All right. Yes. Christine Kidder is all linked
Thank
up
you.
At newsforthesoul.com. You can find all of her contact info and all the info talked about right there. We're back with more right after this.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.